Hi and welcome to Ask the Allergy Coach. My name is Nina and I'm the founder of the Eat Allergy Safe podcast and blog. And I am also an allergy coach. I'm a grown-up allergy kid and now I'm answering your questions that you send in all about living with allergies. So today's question is all about staying allergy safe at a daycare. The question is, my son goes to a private daycare. They had decided to make the room peanut and tree nut free for him until another mum complained. Because obviously it's not fair to her child since she wants to send almond milk for her child as his protein. The director asked for a letter from our allergist explaining the need of being nut free. Even after receiving his letter saying my son needs to be in a nut free room, they've decided to allow them to send almond milk, which ironically has less protein than soy, coconut or lactate milk, the milk I give my son. I'm ticked. What can I do? So, first up, what you have to keep in mind is that you and this other mum are coming from the same place. You both want your children to be safe, healthy and happy. Coming from that and understanding that you both have common ground in this is the first step. Because you are a mum and you want to make sure your child stays safe. This mum wants to make sure that her child is healthy, having almond milk as protein. I would suggest, seeing as the nursery haven't stayed nut-free, is actually to go talk to this mum. And not, I know you're irritated, but to go and say, okay, something's not working here. How can we make it work? And come from a place of, I want to work with you to make sure both our children can be safe, happy and healthy. Now, if your child has a severe allergy to almonds, then you need to be incredibly careful. And his safety is going to be your first priority. But you need to be understanding of this other mum. There is a point, I understand, where you're going to be like, no, there's a line here. And you absolutely have to have that line because children are not as careful. But working with this mum is the way forward. So go just talk to her in the daycare, like playground or foyer or where it is that you drop off your kids. Maybe ask her, do you want to go for coffee? Maybe we can come to some sort of arrangement to, you know, make sure that both our kids are happy, healthy and safe. And this may not be the most comfortable conversation, but it needs to happen because obviously the nursery isn't doing an intermediary and they're not doing what you want, but they're doing what she wants. But now you're concerned for cross-contamination issues. And that's very real. And it's very important that you have to be aware of this and the school nursery have to be aware of this. Sorry, daycare have to be aware of this. So when you could talk to this mum, maybe raise the issue that soy, coconut and lactate milk have more protein than almond milk. Also find out whether her child has an allergy as well, because if he's dairy allergic or coconut or soy allergic, then maybe almond's the only one he can have. So work with the mum. If she's an allergy mum, she's going to know what you're going through. So that's the first step. Find some common ground. Then figure out, where do you want to be? What's the goal? Is the goal that she's worried about her son getting too skinny because he's not able to have cow's milk that's served in the nursery, so she's sending almond milk? You need to find something that you can work together on. And you never know, your kids might be great friends because they both have allergies. And actually having an allergy buddy at nursery, at daycare, at school is actually a really great comfort, because you get strength from each other when you have allergies. You have a little bit more confidence. So trying to find a way to work together not only will solve the problem on both sides, but it will also show your children about how to resolve a challenge and a disagreement in a productive way. And you can explain this to your children as well. Like, you can say, look, there's almond milk in the nursery now and you need to be more careful. This is a perfect opportunity to educate your child. And I know that children of any age can learn about their allergy. You do it in a very normal way. You need to when you go round the supermarket, you can tell them, look, this is almond milk. This is what the box looks like. This is what an almond looks like. That's very important as well. And teach them and show them, basically, like, this is going to make you very sick, so you cannot have this. Make sure you always check. So never drink anything, any milk that you don't know is not safe. So make sure you ask your daycare leaders. Make sure your friends know that you have an allergy. And that's going to be your kid advocating for themselves. These children in your daycare, they might even be friends. So children are great because they never want to make their friends sick. They're their friends. So why would they want to be mean? And it's all about working together. Children will work together. It'll also be that you're making your child aware of where potential risks are. And the world is not an allergen-free place. You can create allergen-safe zones, but there are never allergen-free zones. Even, like, in your own home, for example, because there are warnings on things. You can do your best, but that cross-contamination is everywhere. So you, as a mum, need to prepare your child for being safe in an allergen-filled world. And you need to start as young as possible, because when it gets to teenagerdom, it's going to be a lot harder. You need it to be instilled in them and in their subconscious before they get to being a teenager, because then you're going to have allergy management stuff with hormones on top, and that's going to be just, it's going to be too much. It's going to be incredibly difficult. So start now. Use this as an opportunity. Think of it as, yes, he's ticked off, yes, you're irritated, but this is a challenge and you need to go forward and try and figure out how to work with people to solve it. Thanks for listening to today's episode. And remember, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer, make sure you go to the contact page on the eatallergysafe.com website and send me your question. Tell me a little bit about yourself and then ask fire away with your question. If you would like to have one-on-one coaching with me, please go to eatallergysafe.com/coaching for more information and also to book your free consultation. That's eatallergysafe.com/coaching.